Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 23, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Project for Public Spaces selects Detroit as host city and Downtown Detroit Partnership as co-host for the 5th International Placemaking Conference. Project for Public Spaces has selected Detroit as the host city for the 5th International Placemaking Conference, happening June 24-26, 2026. Downtown Detroit Partnership will co-host the event, bringing together over 500 public space professionals from around the world. The theme, From Recovery to Resilience Through Placemaking, highlights Detroit's transformative journey. Landmark projects like Campus Martius Park and the Joe Louis Greenway showcase the city's innovative spirit. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan are excited to welcome global placemakers to experience Detroit's energy and progress firsthand. Stay tuned for the call for proposals opening in October 2025 and registration in the new year. Visit placemakingweek.org for more information. Q&A with Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank. Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank, leads the firm's wealth management segment and serves as CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust Advisors. Hopkins focuses on strategic growth initiatives, aligning financial advice and trust services, and overseeing private wealth and institutional trust operations. With a background at Carson Group and as founder of the FinServe Foundation, Hopkins emphasizes the importance of education in estate planning for consumers and business owners. He advises consolidating financial accounts, simplifying where possible, and regularly checking in with a financial advisor. Hopkins stresses the need for proactive succession planning for business owners, highlighting the benefits of trusts in estate planning. Bryn Mawr Trust's unique approach offers a one-stop shop for clients, coordinating investments, taxes, financial planning, business planning, and estate planning under one framework. In the Greater Delaware Valley, Hopkins addresses the specific challenges faced by local business owners, emphasizing the importance of liquidity and succession planning to ensure business continuity and growth.
New York City Regional Center Managed Entity provides funding for 11th charter school in New York City. The New York City Regional Center has closed $15 million in new market tax credit financing for the Charter School for Law and Social Justice in the Bronx. This marks the 11th charter school in the city to receive funding from a New York City Regional Center managed entity, with 8 located in the Bronx. The financing will support the renovation of a building to house a new middle school and community daycare center, benefiting 330 students and approximately 160 children, respectively. This investment aligns with the charter school's mission to serve underserved communities in the Bronx, founded in 2015 to provide an inclusive educational program focused on law and social justice. The New Market Tax Credit Program, established by Congress in 2000, aims to stimulate private investment in low-income neighborhoods, providing federal income tax credits to investors in exchange for equity investments in these communities. Sahuayo, Mexico launches digital public procurement one-stop shop with Glass, Michoacán's first fully paperless procurement system. The municipality of Sahuayo in Mexico has launched its digital public procurement one-stop shop, a historic move in modernizing municipal management. Partnering with Glass, a Silicon Valley technology company, Sahuayo becomes the first municipality in Michoacán to implement such a platform. The system, powered by Glass's G-commerce platform, aims to streamline procurement processes, increase efficiency in public spending, and support local micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. Already digitalizing over 700 purchase requests in just 2 months, the platform is transforming traditional paper-based processes into a fully digital and traceable system. With plans to expand to cover various types of transactions, Sahuayo sets an example of how technological innovation can drive local development and modern governance.
Impact 100 Palm Beach County celebrates 15th anniversary and launch of 2025-2026 giving year at the Addison. Impact 100 Palm Beach County will kick off its 2025-2026 giving year with a festive celebration at the Addison in Boca Raton on Tuesday, October 14, 2025, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. This event marks the organization's 15th anniversary of collective giving, where every membership contributes to larger grants for local nonprofits. President Janian Malesnik emphasizes the strength of philanthropy in unity, with each woman's $1,000 membership adding to the grant pool. Guests can enjoy cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, networking, and a program highlighting past grantees and future visions. Impact 100 PBC has awarded millions in transformative grants over the years, empowering nonprofits to make a difference. RSVP for the event at impact100pbc@gmail.com. Sponsored by the Addison, Neiman Marcus, Boca Raton, the Boca Raton Observer, MIG Multi-Image Group, and Cristino Fine Chocolates.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.